What up, what up, what up? What's happening, everybody? It's your boy JT Thompson. Back at it again with another segment. You know what I'm saying? We're here to talk that talk today. I got a topic today, man. Motivation from a hater's perspective. We have a lot of haters amongst us that we are not aware of, and we have to be a little bit more careful of who we let in our circle. I'm gonna take a little sip of this water. One thing I would say is when you're trying to achieve your goals, there's always one that's hoping that you fall. I'm outside, so if y'all hear the little noise in the helicopters, I'm sorry about that. But there's always one that wanna see you fall. So like 5 weeks ago, I had a surgery, and a lot of people was like, I heard JT was, you know, he had a surgery. He about to be down. He ain't going to be in the bodybuilding shows. Them little goals he was talking about he was going to achieve, that's a wrap. Everybody was like happy or something, especially the hating ass bodybuilders. They were, oh, bet he ain't there. We really good. But I'm back. I'm back for you. Trust me when I tell you, sometimes in life, I don't know who need to see this. I don't know who need to hear this. I'm sorry about that. I don't know who need to hear this. You need that person to say, it's over. Oh, it's something that when a person tell you, you can't do something no more, that spark a flame in you, that make you feel like, that make you say, motherfucker, what did you just say? I can't what? And it sparked that flame. It ignited that push, that hunger, that motivation started to come back. And you start looking at everybody like, get away from me. I'm on a mission. I got something to prove right now. Not to you, bum, but to myself. Because everybody think that I can't make it. They think that I'm done. But I know better. And for us, we have to know better. When we see things and when we hear things, that's prophecy. Sometimes hearing things from a certain perspective of someone who's doubting you, that's prophecy. You need to hear that. That was meant for you to hear that. It was meant for you to hear that to get you to a place in life to say, okay, I'm focused. Because sometimes we get comfortable. You feel me? We get comfortable. We get set in our ways. We start thinking that we're better than what we really are. And you get humbled. And now I'm on a level playing field with everybody. Y'all can't say that I'm two steps ahead of y'all because of this and that. Now I'm right here with you. Let's see what's really going on. We both at the starting line. Let's see who finished first now. Let's see who finished. It ain't a race. It's definitely a marathon. But ain't nothing wrong with a 100-mile sprint. I mean, my bad. 100 dash. It ain't nothing wrong with that 100 meter. Let's go for that 100 meter right quick. Let's see what's happening. Let's see who got that stamina. Let's see who got that push. Let's see who got that I am that good. With inside of your own self, I am just that good. You can't see me. Because one thing about life, when you the man or you the woman, you ain't got to say it. When you walk in a place, people know you the man. Even the haters know you the man. Even the haters know you the woman. You walk in the building, they be like, ah, this motherfucker. Because they know he the man. They know you the woman. You feel me? Sometimes you need that. And when you start recognizing that you are just that good, you don't need to say nothing else. Because it's already been solidified. I am your boy, JT Thompson. This is an episode. I just needed to bring that to you. I'm out. Get at me, man.